Hello, and welcome to another episode of Digital Bites.
Yeah.
Looks like we got a crowd of kids here.
Yeah.
Anyways.
A bunch of fans, man.
A bunch of fans. But this episode 49, guys. We're about to get to the 5-0.
What?
Yeah, we gotta do something big for the 5-0 too.
Live,
man.
From Gunzo.
We could do that Gunzo. Ooh, man. That's gonna be.
Yeah, that'd be tight.
That would be nice. But anyways.
We got a...
I just farted for a second. And huh? Brain fart.
Oh. I think it's the part where you introduce everybody.
Yeah, that's where I was about to get to. But then I looked it up. We both locked eyes. I lost myself in George's eyes.
In that moment, we were one.
We were one. In that moment, we were one. Yes, we were. Anyways, guys, so we got quite of a party today, man. Of course... I got George right in front of me.
What?
What's up? And
what?
Then what? Right next to me is Mr. David Gimes.
Oh, Gimes?
Wait, what's up?
He don't play
games.
Mr. Gimes.
And then Mr. D right next to me.
What up, y'all?
And then we got another guest on the mic is Mr. Jen Zelaya.
Oh, snap. It's a girl.
It's a girl.
Hi.
What?
Man.
Special guest.
That special guest. Yeah. We're going to be asking her about a bunch of stuff. And actually,
I'm
going to
shoot my shots, too.
For real, you got to shoot your shot, bro.
Love connection.
I can feel it. This is about to be a dating site real quick.
I feel
right
it.
JWsingles.com.
Make connections.
We mingle.
Mingle. DG Mingles. On there. No, but actually, this is actually a pretty good podcast, Jen, that we're going to have you in, because we're going to talk about some real life serious problems that are going on. And especially that
real
you're
world problems.
Okay. Especially that I know that you are definitely in the market of dealing with people, not just like ads and stuff, but, you know, photographing agency type of deal. We'll do that as a plug-in at the end for her Instagram for her photography.
Yeah.
Nobody follows us. If you like pictures.
If you like pictures and you like liking stuff.
If you like social media.
We got the place for you.
Yeah. No, for real, dude. Like, okay, let me be real. There's some people out there that just like. They just automatically, it doesn't matter if you post like your finger, they'll like it. there's some people out there that just scroll and just double tap.
It's easy, man. It's easy.
Just
double tap.
I don't know. Who double taps here? Or you actually pay attention? You're like, wait, should I give my like or should I not give my like?
I just scroll, double tap. If you're on my feed, you're getting a like.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, actually, let's move that mic right in the middle.
Unless you post some weird stuff.
Jen, you got to get really close to George. I know it's going to be kind of uncomfortable, but even though you guys met for the first time.
Hello.
But I need you guys to get close. Yeah, there
get
you go.
Get a little closer.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Oh, man.
That's so weird.
DG Mingles here.
Guys.
DG Mingles.
I'm getting all nervous.
On there. But
so I'm only here temporarily. I'm here to hang out with Betsy. But
no, man, you're staying for the whole podcast now. I'm sorry.
The moment
that you put those headphones on, you already signed a contract with Digital Bites. We're already going to put you on the payroll, everything.
Okay.
Yeah, you get a monthly stipend in the company.
We got payroll now? I still haven't got a check.
It's in the mail. Oh, it's in the mail. You know how it is.
We need to talk about that.
You negotiate your contract.
Something happened between your deposit, your bank deposit numbers are not right.
Okay. Yeah. I think the checks bounce back.
Yeah. I breached contract.
You breached the contract. Yeah, that's right.
Let's see.
But I would say, for some reason, people just like, and I'm the type of person that kind of reserve my likes.
Oh, okay.
And so
likes
if I do.
Exclusive.
Me too. I reserve likes.
Damn. I mean, not that I'm trying to be like I'm somebody important, but it's just like I feel like if I do like something, I'll like it. But if not, I'm not going to give you that like. I'm sorry.
That's true. I do that too. And sometimes I'll just like.
I'll just comment
and
then, view.
And unlike.
And then I see the comment, I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to like that.
Wait, hold on. Wait, no, my question is, if you unlike and like, does that like pop double notifications? If you unlike it and like it again and unlike it and like it again?
I don't know. We should test this.
I don't know.
We should test this.
I just put on the comments like viewed.
Noted.
I saw this.
Noted.
I saw this.
I
saved it.
I gave 30 seconds of my time to look at your picture. That's
30
enough.
Seconds I'm never getting back.
Well, there, wait, are you getting something?
George is testing around.
Yeah, are you getting any likes?
What did you like on?
On Tipsy?
You want to move that a little bit to the middle. Right there. Perfect.
Yeah.
There we go.
GPZ boy liked your photo two minutes ago.
Okay. Now unlike it and like it again. Did you get some?
Wait, I'm going to unlike it for like a minute or something and then like it again.
Yeah. Cause that would be super annoying. I'll just unlike
somebody. Like, oh, you want to play games? Check this out.
Yeah, it hasn't done anything.
Okay, so yeah. I guess it doesn't matter if you liked it once. That's it. Yeah, too bad. Like, you know, you threw your like, and you can't get it back. Unfortunately. Well, we solved that mystery on the next Digital Bites.
On the next Digital Bites.
On there, but anyways, guys. So we got a few topics here, mostly to. Today we're gonna talk about data breaches and data privacy.
Sorry about that.
Oh yeah, we're also playing with buttons today, so yeah. you might hear a lot of buttons here like this one.
Does that sound like Eric?
Oh,
do we have any quick bites?
Well, quick bites, and it might lead to the bigger thing, but for sure, one thing today, the Galaxy Note 10 actually has a headphone jack dongle now.
Wow.
I know.
Wasn't Samsung the one that was like dogging on?
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, we still have our phone. Bro.
Oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden, we're coming with one. And it's just like,
stupid.
You know?
Yeah.
But in a sense, I feel like Apple's kind of still leading the trend as setting things and people still following it.
It's genius because think about it. People were like losing their minds over this thing. You know, we don't have headphones. And then a year later, we get, was it AirPods?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody and their mama has AirPods. You go to the gym, every dude has one. And if you don't have one, you look poor.
I know.
I'm pretty poor. I still got the cable.
Dang, bro.
Hey, man. Hey, man. It's a status thing, bro.
It's a status thing.
It differentiates us from the animals, dog. You know?
I was going to say. Well, I'm just waiting until Samsung brings out their $1,000 monitor stand. That's what I want to see.
Maybe they'll
incorporate like height adjust and tilt.
Yeah, I mean, adjust tilt you wear as a chain, you know, like the just stand, the $1,000 stand.
Yeah,
you know? People will notice.
Instead of a $1,000 medallion, you'll have a $1,000 monitor stand on your neck. Yeah,
I see that. Do you own AirPods, Jen? Yeah, damn. See, she's about that life.
That's how you do. Like, you gotta represent.
Yeah, I think everyone here owns AirPods except me.
Man, we gotta get your AirPods.
I was like broken.
Oh.
Oh, hold on.
Oh.
Let me get that dog in the cage.
On there.
You have AirPods?
Yeah.
I got on there.
AirPods. All right.
Twos. All right. All right, guys. So,
I'm rich.
Talking about.
I'm still on that first chair.
Let's see here.
Oh, snap. He's on the fridge.
Oh, man. Oh, wait. They put the dog on the fridge. Hold up.
Poor guy.
Oh, man. Poor guy. No, but anyways, guys, one of the first quick bites that we have is a data breach that compromised 20,000 LAPD officers, man. And
I don't feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't feel bad either in a sense, but still, I mean, like, it just, for me, it kind of marks something that we're going to see this a lot more often. I mean, what was it like last year that the Equifax was?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was affected to that, even though really nothing happened to me, but.
Per se,
at least not right now. But it's definitely something kind of a scary, man. Oh, and we got another guest here, man. Oh, wait, he's like, nah, I ain't part of this podcast anymore.
Yeah.
On there.
Say hi.
No, he's like, no. Well,
anyways.
Yeah, David's baby boy is here, sitting with us, having some Digital Bites over here. But what do you guys think about that, man? What do you guys think about these data breaches, dude, that are happening? Because this happened just recently, and earlier this year, also another data breach happened with Capital One, man. Yeah. Over 100 million people had their stuff compromised, man. Mm-hmm. Like, at this point, do you feel like... Oh, hey, there we go. Up? Oh,
what's up, baby?
It's going to be cool to hear.
I know, right?
On there.
Oh,
oh.
Oh no.
Oh, you okay?
I just dropped the baby.
It's okay. That's
parenting 101.
Yeah, parenting 101.
You will drop your kid.
Yes.
You will.
On there.
I guarantee
you. Were you dropped as a baby? Anybody here?
I was dropped.
You was dropped
recently.
Were you dropped, George?
If I was, I wasn't told.
I wasn't told.
I was not dropped, actually.
I can confirm
I was not dropped.
That's good.
On there.
Oh, now that I think about it, I did fall my... Well, never been dropped, but I fell one time. That was in El Salvador.
What?
Living with my people. And
you fell from that third floor.
We were at this this park or something.
Yeah,
there was like a big old jungle gym type of thing. And I remember what was I doing? I was way at the top climbing some stuff, and yeah. I slipped and fell to the ground.
Oof. Oh no!
On my head, had a concussion. That's it.
You picked up your brains and put them back in.
And that was it.
Dang.
Murder.
I remember I had a concussion in high school. That was kind of weird. You're like in a weird little. I was breakdancing.
What does it feel like? What does a concussion feel like?
You
just black out.
What? I mean, you kind of black out for a second, yeah, but if it's not that hard, you still feel really like dazed, man. Like really hardcore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like your senses are out of all, like kind of whack.
Oh, that's pretty cool. For like a long period of time?
It's a short period, but it's like it almost feels like a long time.
The side effects can...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. The side effects can last longer than that, but... yeah, it was. You feel dazed, man. You feel like you got. I don't know if you ever got hit.
I feel like you just walked into a 4-hour movie you didn't understand.
Huh?
You just feel like you just walked out of a 4-hour of a movie you didn't understand.
No, it's more like you got slapped so hard, and or you got punched in the face super hard, and you're just kind of you feel disorientated. You're trying to figure out where you're at that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how it kind of feels, at least for me.
So yeah.
On there.
How do we get from breaching
I don't know, man. Oh, but yeah. anyways,
let's get back to the breaching.
Oh yeah, breach. Okay, man. So for sure,
yeah.
Cops got breached.
But see, that's the thing.
Then
that's the thing about breach. Like, it happens so frequently, so often.
Yeah.
There's so many people that have, you know, like a bunch of the hackers. I mean, they're blowing up everywhere. I mean,
it's hackers.
I mean, honestly,
cause sometimes they're not even that old, right? Like they're just like sometimes they're just kids. Like,
it's so many things going on. You know, a lot of these companies have like poor security, and then like on our ends, like people have like poor passwords and stuff. Because like me, like I swear, mate, every like 6 months, my credit card gets stolen.
What? Wait, really?
Yeah,
dude. I mean, that must be a headache. Because I remember one time one of my credit cards got stolen, and dude, that whole week was just
I get a text in the morning from Chase like, hey, someone bought something at a gas station in Arkansas. Is this you? I was like, nope.
Yeah, I remember that happened to me. I was working at Deer Park, which is where in terms here of city, it's basically I was working on the other side of the city. From one end to the spectrum to another. And somehow I was in my job and they telling me that I got a notification that someone withdrew like $300 out of my account. Like on the other side of town.
Yeah.
And I called Chase and went, hey, somebody did this everywhere. It's like, well, you were not through? I was like, no, that's not me. Like I'm literally on the other side of the world here. Like I don't have time to like go all the way just to withdraw $300 and come back. That would take an hour.
Yeah.
You know, and then someone used my account at Walmart and try to buy a TV. Okay, that was like the most intense. Not intense, the most. What's the word?
They tried to use your card number, your debit card?
Well, no. Somebody hacked into my Walmart account.
Mm-hmm.
And they purchased two things, and they were trying to send it to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught a whiff of it because I get a notification that I purchased something.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whoa. And literally, dude, I was going back and forth with the creditors and Walmart and the vendor to basically, of course, stop what's happening with my money. And I went as far as trying to stop that shipment from arriving because I'm like, dude, you're not going to have the satisfaction of getting a TV from me, you know? But you know what sucks, dude, is that I'm not sure if they fixed this, but Walmart has, like, Walmart had the worst customer service with the vendors. Yeah. Like, there's, you know, like, Amazon, that's what I love about Amazon. Amazon, they're kind of the face of the vendor, in a sense, where they handle your returns and everything, and they kind of deal with the back end.
Yeah.
Walmart's not like that. Walmart's like, you gotta call the vendor to get that fixed. I was like, really? And he's like, and they're like, yeah. I was like, wow, okay. So he gave me the number of the vendor. I called the vendor. Vendor's like, no, you gotta talk to Walmart. And I was like, they just sent me to you. They told me I had to talk to you. He's like, no, you gotta talk to Walmart. Walmart's the one that handles that. I was just like, what?
Walmart handles these notes.
Yeah, I was, dude, I was livid, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope they fixed that already.
And you think they got the TV?
No, they. I was able to
stop it.
Stop it.
Oh, okay.
It took everything out of me, but I was so like adamant of not that dude not getting my TV, that I literally was coordinating with UPS. I'm like, you busy? I was like, dude, stop that shipment.
Yeah.
And return it. And eventually did, and they returned it. But it was just at that point, it was more of like a vendetta, like self.
Yeah.
Well, at least he didn't get it though. So.
Yeah, but still, man. Like, and that's the thing. Is like, I feel for the people that get their stuff stolen all the time.
You should have seen what address they were trying to send it to.
It you know, it's just one of those off addresses where it's not really their home. It's really like a site location.
Yeah.
And so
they just end up picking it up.
Yeah, and they just end up picking it up. You know, damn. Like type of deal. But I mean, it was. I feel for those people, man, and I feel for you, dude, because I didn't know you were getting
every 6 months. Like it's like, oh, time for a new credit card. Last Jeez, time they man. Bought, it was like they bought something like $800. I forgot where it was, I stopped it because I get the alerts now. Like, did you buy this? I'm like, no.
Dang.
But I think the worst thing happened.
Sorry about those baby fans.
Maybe like 3 years ago. No. It's cool. I love kids. My Brenda got like $3,600 stolen.
Damn.
They got her PayPal credit card, and then all of a sudden you see this like $900. It's like, what?
Damn.
But yeah. I feel like
it happens a lot with the customers that have Chase.
Yeah. To be honest, it's never happened with Bank of America. Yeah.
Maybe right.
Bank of America.
Well, really? Didn't they have the data breach?
Well, yeah. Betsy had a one. Betsy had
Capital
a
one. Capital One.
Oh, nice. Wait, who had data breach?
Capital One.
Capital One. Because yeah. I've had I had the same problem with Wells Fargo too.
Like, oh yeah, Wells Fargo.
That stuff got stolen.
Yeah.
Dude, their own employees were creating a.
Well, I mean, nice thing about Chase is that they do return your credit. They give you credit back for what they've stolen, and they kind of do their own investigation. But at least they return it. So let's say. You know, especially a person that lives paycheck by paycheck, you know, imagine someone pulling out $500 and you got to owe rent or something.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Betsy made those peanuts.
Yeah. And so, yeah. I mean, at least they credit you back in the meantime that they try to figure this out, you know.
I mean,
so
how do they try to figure it out? I mean, like.
Well, I'm not sure what type of forensics they do, but it does take a while because I remember when they did my investigation, they kind of like let me know, like. 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later that hey, like we concluded, and of course like it's not, you're not at fault for it, but I'm not sure how much forensics they do on that, but at least it's something, you know, it's something. Well, on there,
yeah,
but
I mean, I wonder how easy it would be to like pull off a fake heist.
I mean, they've done documentaries where they show guys how they do it.
Yeah,
they clone credit cards in like in one city.
Yeah,
they'll fly to another city, use them, and then dump them and then move on.
Yeah, and they got those credit card machines that they kind of like stamp that. So you use the gift cards and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's, I mean, the thing is that we're at an all-time high as far as data privacy, as far as like fraud. It's running rapid. I would say that now we are in full gear of internet. Like everybody knows the internet. Everybody and their mama. It's not like I would say 10 years ago where people are still getting the hang of
email,
what.
Email, barely.
Yeah, getting the hang of internet. Now everybody knows internet. And now I would say hackers are running loose.
Everybody has AirPods.
Yeah, everybody has AirPods. Everybody has Apple Pay.
It kind of sucks for like the older ones, like that. You know, they know internet, but they don't know enough. They're kind of like, how you say, naive. Like my dad clicks on like the most randomest stuff on like internet. I'm like, dude, like you can't just do that. You have to go to like main sites and then like.
And that's the thing, and those are actually the top victims at this, you know, the sad story. The older generation is the ones that are really getting hit up because they do not understand how easy the internet is to be able to catch your information, especially when people click on links, dude. Like, stop clicking links, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, at my old job, I dealt with a lot of like cybersecurity, and it was a lot of training I got to give to like a lot of the staff. It's like, dude, if you see a weird link, don't click on it.
Yeah.
You know, one of the best practices is to hover over it, and it'll show you what that link leads to. It's like, if it says chase.com, but once you hover over the link, it says blah, 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 like other blurred letters or something.com. That is not Chase, man. You know, and of course, there's different ways that Chase and other these big companies actually contact you for certain things and things like that. But people, if there's nobody educating them on these things, you know, it's easy for them to start giving their information out.
Yeah, they're not edumacated, you know.
Yeah, they're not, man. And it's a sad reality that a lot of these people suffer from that. But then again, this is just one side of the whole story. You know, then you got these data breaches of, you know, top security firms getting hacked. Equifax, like we talked about before.
That's crazy, man.
You know, cops, LAPD cops, of course, Capital One.
Nobody's safe, really.
Nobody's safe.
Not even the cops.
Unless you do your own... yeah, unless you do your own, what is it, like VPN or what is it called?
Yeah.
Not even that.
Well, I mean, right now, I think... Okay, now we're talking about internet and full gear. What do you think the new top jobs are going to be coming out now? Cause
cybersecurity.
Like, well, no, of course, cybersecurity, but like...
Security.
Home cybersecurity.
You're a hacker that works for, I don't know, a big company. Amazon or something.
Amazing.
Well, I mean, there is jobs for that. It's called, they're called white hackers, but... Exactly.
Sounds kind of racist.
Yeah,
why they what happened to the black hackers? White.
Yeah. I don't know,
what's
man.
Up black
or brown
black,
hackers.
Yeah, black and brown hackers don't get hired. Black,
yeah, they
what's
bro.
Up with that?
White hat hacker.
What's up with that, Google?
Hawkers.
What the hawkers?
They're called white pointy hat hackers.
Oh, man. That went south really quick. Anyways.
Okay. Mississippi South.
Mississippi South.
Racism
on there, but
I mean, I don't know what else.
Well, because I feel like there's a lot of job opportunities for new things. Because you know, one of the newest things now, and I'm not sure if you guys seen it now, that they're introducing now that you can hire a company to pretty much look out for your name in the internet.
Yeah,
you know,
the black market
for social, your anything.
Yeah,
like that.
Anything like that. There's a service now. Then there, and I'm sure there's gonna be services where there's gonna be companies that are like, hey. For $10 a month, I can block all the ads that come to your computer. You know?
It's like, what?
Yeah, exactly. So now, like, you know, they're offering services. You know, of course, VPN is growing right now.
I think,
now.
Yeah, I think, like, creating, like, a VPN, like, so, like, because VPNs make your connection and all your information more secure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. Like, if something was reasonably priced, I wouldn't mind adding that to my internet bundle. Like, you
well,
know.
It is reasonably priced, though. You can get a nice VPN for like under $10, maybe like $8.
They have some of that. I'm trying to remember. Is it what company is that?
Well, I need you to set me up then, Freddie.
Huh?
I need you to set me up then.
Yeah, it's like web based. Which one's that web based VPN one? And it's pretty cheap too.
Most of them are. I mean,
yeah. To my understanding, they're all like.
Yeah, they're all like that. You know, like the one that I introduced to my previous company was ExpressVPN because they have a lot of servers around the country as well as international.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say they can pretty much have access to a VPN service wherever they're at. Like if you're stationed in Houston, the closest servers are in Dallas, and it links up to the Dallas one.
NordVPN.
Yeah, Nord does another one called NordVPN as well. It kind of depends what you're really doing. So it caters to certain things. Like there's some VPNs that are only US based. There's other ones that kind of, you know, go over waters. It just depends what you're looking for. Of course, that comes with the pricing as well. But there is definitely a lot of different ones, and it's gonna keep growing, man. Yeah. Everybody's gonna want a secure tunnel because
for sure.
It's crazy how it's easy to release your information the moment you click, you connect to a free Wi-Fi spot, you know. Yeah. It may be free, but
it's your information.
Yeah, exactly. It is. And it comes up to, I would say, concerning data privacy, I'm not sure. Well, I just talked to you guys. You haven't seen that documentary yet, The Great Hack. It's on Netflix. You should check it out. It's really good. It talks about how Cambridge Analytica. Mm-hmm. It's basically a story about them, how they use people's personal information there and everything to be able to kind of like twist the voting for Trump.
Wow.
And then also for the whole Britain exit from the Europe Europe. So it dives deep, but the main point about it is that they were using all these metrics to pander to a certain crowd. Mm-hmm. To basically, there's important states here, not to get too political, but there's some important states in the election that these have a higher they have more voting power than other states in the country.
Yeah, based on the electorate in the US.
Yeah. And so with that said, in the documentary, Cambridge Analytica really targeted those people because those are the ones that they need to kind of manipulate for mm-hmm. them to vote for the person that they're working for. And so what they would do is that they would find out who are the, I guess you say, weakest links, and they would bombard them with ads. Ads that were, I would say, user-specific to make them think a certain way.
Oh, okay.
You know? And so it's especially like the ones off of, I guess one of the important states, they were throwing a bunch about terrorism, ICE, all these things, the border and everything. And so it used all their personal information to do that, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would say Cambridge, of course, Analytica is one company that eventually they got caught in all this junk. But I mean, there's so many other companies out there, dude.
Yeah.
Like, what do you see yourself? Like, how do you see the future now with your data privacy?
I mean, you have to be more careful. Like, again, like looking at your passwords. Be careful of where you go, where you shop, and stuff like that online. I mean, pay attention to ads. Like, let's see, on like Facebook, I notice like certain things. Like, if I like an ad or like go to a website on like shoes, and then I'll get a bunch of Facebook ads for like, I'm sorry, shoe ads on Facebook. So I think as people, we need to be more conscious of what we're information we're what we're putting out there. So we're just not like, because people, I feel like people nowadays, like, we went too share happy. We want to share everything, like what we like to do, where we live, what we, you know, stuff like that. And I think we need to like bring it back a little so our lives aren't on the internet so much.
On there. So would you consider, I want to say, data as a right? Would you kind of look for it as that, as a human right? Or is it still, because it's ones and zeros, that doesn't really count towards you as a person compared to like your other, you know, rights in your own respective countries, and of course us, the United States?
I think so, because like certain things, like before, we kept private, like, you know, your social security number, your date of birth, stuff like that, your driver's license, stuff like that, you just didn't put out there, and unless you absolutely needed to. And like, I think the same way it should apply to like our personal data, because we don't, unless we intentionally know that, unless we make attention, like give our consent to it, it shouldn't be just like, the company shouldn't be allowed to take like, oh, then we noticed you liked, you know, Modelo, and put that, and you can sell that information to companies with our consent.
Yeah. On there. What's your thoughts on this, George?
I mean, I agree with what Derek just mentioned, but
I mean, now asking the kind of same questions I asked Derek. Where do you see this data thing going as far as you as an individual and what you see as far as the general population on there?
I mean, more people are going to be, I mean, we live in a society where, you know, you use the internet, you shop online, everything is pretty much online. So that's going to, you know, there's people using it every single day. Little kids growing up are going to be using the internet. So I think people are going to be more, hopefully, you know, more aware of how their data is, you know, being stored or being used, be more careful, you know, being online shopping and, or having your information, taken and stuff like that. So, hopefully in the future they get more, not regulations, but just stuff where companies, I guess, just, you know, protect the consumer's data more.
Yeah.
Instead of having all these breaches and, you know, information being taken and stuff like that. So
on there. So you think that this would, it's going to get much, much worse Or it, or do you think that like documentaries like The Great Hack is going to kind of wake people up? Or is it still going to continue the same way? It's just that people just don't care because it's so easy to just like something. Because, you know, one thing I would say, technology, of course, has its goods and bads. But one thing that technology always kind of brings out is the laziness in people.
Yeah.
You know, and we see that a lot with children. You know, like you start introducing iPads to them and stuff, and they get glued to that. And next thing, you know, their social skills are not as great as we were when we were kids. You know, like we were forced to talk to people, we were forced to play with kids. So our social skills, of course, our communicative skills are not, we're not really hindered. Even though we all grew up while computers were still, you know, I'll say growing along, we were growing along with them, you know, but we were still going outside. We were still doing a lot of things. I'm not saying right now that kids don't do that, but there is a large amount of kids that kind of stay at home and they play games. They use the internet as a medium to have entertainment, to be social, I guess, in a sense. But because of that, I feel like since it's such a, I want to say it's such a non-physical thing to do, to be using your finger to do things. It's easy to just click on things. It's easy to go to sites. It's easy to just post something compared to if it was physically you going to your door and let's say locking the door and going back to bed, you know, like it's physically, you got to do it. I'm not sure if you get in my drift here, but it's just, it's so easy for someone to just do things on the phone without really thinking that they're really releasing more information about themselves in that sense. Oh, go ahead, man. Are you crazy? You're like, what is this? This ain't no high school.
Teacher. No, like, picking up on that. Like you said, I mean, nowadays you can have a whole smart house, basically. I mean, you can turn your lights on. You can, like you said, lock your door. Turn your AC on. There's so much information out there that, you know, it's like, I can literally get out of bed if I wanted to, turn the air on. If I had the lights, turn the lights on. Whatever, do a whole bunch, you know, without moving. And yeah, that's kind of scary because, I mean, it's got some pros to that and some cons to that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But I think in the long run, a lot of people abuse it more than use it to their advantage. You know what I'm saying? But no,
and that's why I'm feeling like this is only going to get worse, because I don't feel like people are really going to take this as serious as they want. Yeah.
I think it's going to be half and half. Like,
I mean, yeah. I feel like maybe the younger generation, yes, but a lot of the older generation, I don't feel like they're, unless they're really tech savvy. And
I think the opposite. Like, I think, like, for example, I mean, we're old enough, but I mean, we're sure that we keep our stuff safe. But I feel like the younger generation are just careless, like, whatever.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Like,
I agree with that.
Like,
yeah, I agree.
We know what it was like before this.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that we're the middle age group. Yeah. But older people and younger people are kind of like, they're definitely the ones that are really releasing a lot.
Well,
more.
I feel like the older people are just, I think, scared of it, or just don't even want to even deal with, you know, doing stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
And then the younger ones are just kind of like, they know how to do it, and they just don't care. Whatever, like if their data is stolen, or they're just like.
Eh. Well, I think there's just a different view, like work ethic. I mean,
yeah,
they got nothing to lose. I mean, they're not working right now. I mean, all these kids are using their mom's card, and I mean, you know.
I feel like, I wonder if like half of, if most of these kids have their stuff already breached, then they don't even know. Man, dude, you did fire! Oh my god!
Oh.
Wow!
I said
who?
I don't know. I thought you said you.
Dog, whoever smelt it dealt it.
Man, that's,
oh man, that's I'm feeling that now.
Yeah, that was kind of wild. I think it was George. was he?
That,
David?
That was George. No, I swear that was me.
Like dead.
I just smelled it. And I was like, why isn't no one saying anything?
Oh shoot! It
made its way.
Let's all smell each other.
Oh,
wait.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Oh my god! Yeah, time out.
Your dog just dropped the deuce.
Your dog just. Yeah.
That's what he thought about this podcast and data privacy.
It's like, forget y'all. This is whack.
Oh, that's pungent, man.
This is about thinking about digital bites.
Digital caca.
So, yeah.
Digital trash.
So, Scotty Too Hotty just dropped the deuce on everyone.
Dude, he dropped a
hot one.
Hey, bro, that was a big deuce, too, man. That boy is.
It was a hot deuce.
Man, that was a.
Dang, I was like, what in the
That was creeping, too.
I was like, what is that smell? I meant lingers. And it's like, oh.
And then
boy dropped a deuce. Oh. Did a bites first.
Dog doo doo. Dr. Deuce on air.
Man, that was strong.
Ooh, what are you feeding that thing,
like,
man?
Like in the office, or Todd Packer drops a deuce.
Oh my god!
Did you receive my package? It's like, what package? Anybody? Have y'all seen a package? I left it right in the middle of your office.
Oh, Todd, it was you, bro.
Office fans, you know what's up.
Them office fans.
Office. You should make a Spanish version.
I'm sure they're gonna eventually do a Spanish version of it. Yeah, on there. But dude, I would say
I got sidelined with the.
Oh yeah, that doctor, he kind of just threw us in for a spin.
Yeah. So what were we talking about?
Data poop. That's what we're talking
data
about.
Poop.
Data poop, man. On there. No, but I would say, in the end, what is your outlook on data privacy? What is your outlook?
So what?
What is your outlook on data privacy?
On data privacy.
It's dangerous.
No, I think it's like important. I think there's always going to be, you know, when there's improvements, there's always going to be someone not too far behind it already figuring out how to hack it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's got to just be something that's continuously growing. You know what I'm saying? So, to be honest, I kind of don't know what you're asking.
Wow. At least you're being honest.
You're being honest. I like that. I like that, David. I like that.
So, yeah, I was going to say what David's just been mentioring us.
I feel like
it's always going to happen. It's going to, I mean, companies are going to get hacked. And I think it's just going to be left to the companies to just keep up with these hackers. Because if they do something or, like, build a wall to, like, block stuff or, you know, protect, man, hackers are going to find a way to get around that. And so it's just going to be that constant battle. You know?
Yeah. I mean, even if it's like thumb scanning, I mean, you're going to find a way to figure out how to. I mean, Apple has all our thumbprints.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Our faces.
If the Russians have our faces, mm-hmm. Face app.
Mm. Yeah. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean,
I would just say be careful, man.
Man.
I just say don't get overly anxious. I mean, your stuff is probably out there. Without you even trying to realize it.
I guess
you just gotta accept the fact that somebody has something of you already.
Yeah.
And they're just either I would say they haven't touched you as far as messing with your information. But I'll say at least for now, try to be more mindful of where you go, man.
Every time they try to use my card though, they just get declined. So I mean, they're just like, I'm done using this number.
They actually start paying your bills. Yeah. Credit's got to keep going higher. Like, whoa.
Hey, whoa, man, thanks.
Man, like, you've been keeping up with your bills. Like, oh, really?
This guy's got felt bad. So my accountant is like, man.
Unless you stay off the grid.
Honestly,
cash on you.
It's impossible.
It's really hard at this point, man. You really have to
be like Ron Swanson.
I mean, it's... Yeah. Almost everything now is digital. So at one point, you are going to have to use a computer or something.
Nah. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, you could pull it off. It'd just be very inconvenient.
Yeah.
I think you could pull it off. All cash. I mean, think about it.
But not even having a bank account. Just keep cash in your mattress.
Cash.
But then, but when your employer pays you in a check.
Yeah, you can still...
You gotta cash it, right?
Well, I guess you can go to those little cash check places.
Yeah. Oof. But, I mean... Even then, I mean, it's really hard to not touch something that's electronic, I would say. I mean, unless you live like...
I think I'm going back to flip phone, you know? Just like, you know, the old school.
Get that Razor.
Yeah, get razor back that. On that Razor.
They can't look at me.
I see that. How about you, dude? What's your outlook? What's your outlook as far as data? And where's it going?
He's fascinated with data right now.
Look at him.
Oh yeah, he's definitely on that data.
Looking too, that HEB dog.
Wait, do you have HEB commercials now?
I'm telling you, man, they're in my head.
Bro, yeah. That pretty much tells.
Boys into data.
Data breach. Just like, breached my mind.
Just like it said on the encyclopedia.
Uses data.
Data.
What's up? Make sure you have unlimited data.
Mm. No, I don't have that unlimited. That Wi-Fi though.
Yeah, that Wi-Fi though.
Le Wi-Fi.
But even Wi-Fi, they'll cap you off. Like Comcast caps you off after
400 gigs.
Depends on what I mean. Package
like,
is, no,
I think I it's mean, like a terabyte. The standard is a terabyte, but yeah. People honestly, unless you're downloading from like Pirate Bay, like
but
every
it's
day,
funny.
Then
so I was having a conversation with my coworkers, mm-hmm. and we were talking about that, yeah. and two of them were saying that they almost reached their cap, like they were off by like a couple hundred megabytes.
Wow!
And I was like, "What are you doing? Like I've never." Ever,
dude,
even like, come there close.
I mean, there was one month that,
like, he thinks is he watches a lot of YouTube TV or something like that. But I'm like,
nah, not even
constantly.
Not
yeah,
even
I watch
down.
A lot of YouTube too, and then.
I mean, there was one month that I felt like I capped it, and I only pulled like 500. But dude, I was like downloading a bunch of stuff. Of course, my mom. I mean, pretty much everything in my house connects to internet.
Yeah, I got like 15 devices.
Yeah,
like
so
to my
I never reached that cap.
We all need to go to Freddy's house and then do updates on our consoles and download every game we can.
Yeah. I saw his house. You know what I was doing that? Yeah. I was doing that at my old job. My old job had gigabit internet, dude. Bro, ooh. I was downloading everything gigabits. I could. Sometimes I was just downloading just to download.
Don't you have gigabit?
Because I just wanted to see how fast it was going.
Don't you have gigabit internet?
I got
I wish.
Was that wrong?
I got it at the house.
Oh, you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At the
Anyways, in other news, wrapping up data privacy.
All right.
Watch yourselves. Anyways, TikTok, man.
TikTok.
TikTok's parent company are confirming a smartphone.
Wow.
Wait, now, TikTok, the company that makes the weird music videos?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Now, you know what it brought me back to? Brought me back to
Vine?
No. That other phone that they made. Was it who made? Was it Firefox that made a phone?
They did.
That was just complete garbage.
Yeah,
Firefox. Didn't even call people.
You know what? I'm going to look this up because I've never heard of this.
I remember it was Firefox. I want to say it was Firefox that made a smartphone, and it was just trash. Like I remember going to the store and I couldn't even use it, bro. Like the demo phone sucked
so
bad.
Yeah, Firefox OS.
Yeah, it was such a complete failure. And so I'm feeling like TikTok is gonna probably walk that same path. They're trying to do something really cool, what they believe is cool, and it's gonna be a trashy device. Yep, they are. So you might see integrated TikTok on there, but it's a Chinese phone maker that's called Smartisan.
Smartisan.
They ain't that smart.
Ain't that smart.
Well played, China. Well played.
Now that's definitely another playing field with China, bro. Like these guys are
Huawei.
Yeah. Did you know that Huawei is kind of like feeling the heat even more, man? Because they just lost a contract with, I think it was AT&T. AT&T pulled out on Huawei.
Yeah, because El Presidente
what happened?
Like, all up in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they believe that Huawei is they have like a backdoor on their network for the Chinese government since they are partnered with the Chinese government. So they, of course, there's.
So who pulled out?
AT&T.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the company.
AT&T. Sorry.
Yeah. But also, you know, do you remember ZTE?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was another company. The other China company. Yeah, that one got they lost as well, and they suffered a lot more.
Pull late game strong.
Mm-hmm. Gotta watch out, bro. No Huawei.
Yahweh.
Only C-Way.
Only C-Way.
That will be the new phone. C-Way.
C-Way.
Yahweh.
Can you hear me now?
C-Way. Dude, write that down. Yeah, that's like $1 million idea.
Oh, you better what?
Patent pending, okay?
Yeah. You know, I want to make, I've been interested to make a food truck, man.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that's in your genes, man. It's just your nature coming out.
I know.
Food truck. You know, sir?
Man, so.
It's like Al Pastor? Fajitas.
So there was two food trucks I wanted to make.
Fusion.
There was one food truck that it was like a ramen food truck.
Huh.
Called it Ramen Bros.
Ramen Bros.
Ramen
yeah,
Bros.
And it will have like a fake Luigi and fake Mario going like this.
Like that.
And it's just like Ramen Bros.
Okay.
Right there.
Oh, nice. What would you sell?
Ramen.
Oh.
That's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
I didn't think about that.
Makes sense with the name.
No, actually, another one is I was thinking of I would call it Speedy Noodles. But basically, all it is me selling Maruchan soups overpriced, but really fast.
Dude, white people would love that.
Then you want the spade, like, they know, though.
Take that to, like, the Heights or something, you know, somewhere super hipster, and be like, oh, it's organic Maruchan. And it's like, oh.
Bro, dude, Rice Village, like, at 1 a.m.?
Do that during lunch hour at downtown, bro. People don't got time to waste. You heat up the noodles. Heat up.
Just put, like, a slice of cheese on top or something.
Bro, and just give it to them.
Boom.
Imagine that in the winter.
In and out, bro.
Ooh, you'll be...
Ooh, rack it up. They're like $4, $4.99. Like, what?
Easily, bro. They won't eat it. They'll eat it, bro, because it's fast.
Yeah, you know, limon on it. Ooh.
Yeah, dude, we have different flavors. We have like a cheese one, like, you know, limon. There's all kind of stuff. You just kind of get creative.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Put an egg on top.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, they won't even know. We'll do specialties and we'll do normal, man.
So, hey, what kind of noodle do you use?
The noodle.
We'll do the thin and thick, man. Udon. You know?
Yeah.
But I was just thinking, just
keep the noodles.
I'm telling you, man.
You can buy like those little like bicycle kind of riding things that have like a little propane thing.
We'll call one Goku-san.
Yeah, and then you can just like start in a little
ride around downtown,
start in a little feeding cart like that. That's how you got to start, bro. You got to start small.
I was kind of just getting
somewhere.
I was just thinking, just getting one of those little whatever truck things and just.
But that's a lot of money. Start small, grow your business.
But the thing is, you need something fast. And so, when I worked for McDonald's, when I was to heat up my food, they had these professional microwaves, dude, that would heat things up within 10 seconds and it would be like freaking hot. If we can just get one of those, imagine how many we can do.
We'll use
1 minute as far as heating up those Maruchan soups.
Yeah.
You know what we can use? We can use Derek's air fryer.
Snap.
Dude. Oh, you got an air fryer?
Dude, well, my mother-in-law got it, but she loves that thing. Dude, she made steak on the air fryer once.
What?
I wouldn't say it's good. It's not bad either. You know what I mean? It's like it's better than like.
What's an air fryer? Let me look that up.
Microwaved.
It's a fryer, but fries over there.
Well,
it's hot air.
It uses just a little bit of oil. It's not a lot. It's just a little bit of oil too, but
air fire.
It's good for you fry like for like. Well, like remember that one that you came over with pizza? Mm-hmm. Yeah, cold pizza. You put it in air fryer. It was pretty good. It's faster than using like an oven.
Killed that pizza.
Is that it?
Oh, that's one of them.
But yeah, pretty much the same concept. You pull it out, you put your food in there.
You can go to...
Is there one that looks like a microwave or something?
No, I don't think so. I think it's all pretty much all the same concept. You just pull out and then there's like a little cage. Not cage, but a rack in there. You put your food on top.
They sell them at Walmart.
Oh, okay.
My man, you have not lived. You have air fried food.
I need to try this. I need to do this.
What I want is a yakitori grill.
Your next anniversary, get that for Betsy.
Bro, come on,
I love you.
I've been having my own gunzo in my house,
what?
Bro.
150? You know, yakitori gunzo, they can do that in downtown. Just have like a little small grill and they start.
Charcoal grill. Dude, right there.
Because it's all the little skewers. You know?
Let's do that, bro. Let's put them out of business.
In the Houston. What? No, I love that place.
Oh, you're right.
If you're in Houston, you're going to try to hit that yakitori gunzo.
Yeah,
yakitori gunzo.
Yo, let's do a review on that yakitori gunzo, man.
I've been there like twice.
I've been there like ten times, bro.
Never disappointed. Never.
Been there twice.
You know, I'm not a big fan of...
What?
No, I am.
Hush your mouth.
No, I am. No, I'm saying, but what is that green stuff?
Oh,
wasabi. Wasabi. And when I had it, it was really good. I'm not a big fan of wasabi, those wasabi chicken, what was it?
Yeah, wasabi chicken.
That was pretty good.
Okay, man. So let me just throw some background in this, because we're just saying all these things, and they were like, what is that? What are we talking about?
We can't tell you where it is.
So Gunzo is a yakitori place, which yakitori is kind of like grilled skewers. From Japan. And so there's a way that these guys do it. Of course, they season a lot of these things, a lot of different types of, you know, they do, you know, seafood type as well as, you know, chicken, beef vegetables, pork, but it's delicious, especially if you're not looking to carb. This is pure protein basically, man, that you're eating
all gains
all day. I mean, they do have like
they have rice,
they have everything else, but like I would say the main thing is just those skewers, man. And it's what I love about it, that it's hidden. So like it's like a little gem by itself right there. And also there's a lot of Japanese people that go there, man. I've never seen so many Japanese people at one place eating in a restaurant, to be honest. Like, I've been to a lot of sushi places.
Izakaya high at night. There's a lot of Japanese people there.
Yeah.
Remember we went with Cody? How many Japanese people were there?
I don't remember. I just remember eating. I remember, that was pretty good. The happy hour was pretty good, though.
Yeah, it is. But I never seen so many people, Japanese people in one place and talking their own language.
Yeah, it's because most, a lot of times, to be honest, you go to these Japanese places and it's just like Chinese people in the back.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool to see something like, you know, legitimate, you know, Japanese run business. Because again, in Houston, there aren't a lot of Japanese people here. But more and more, there are more businesses that are opening up.
Yeah.
So for you people out there, just, you know, support local businesses.
Seriously, we want Gunza to survive for a while.
Yeah, I know. I want that. You know, I want my kid to get married there, okay?
Yeah. Hey, that'd be a bomb little place.
We got to record our 50th episode there.
Dude,
we need to bring a crowd with us too, man. That way they, you know, we're like, hey, we're bringing all these people. We let us record.
Well, I think we would have to talk with management because, you know,
can we record?
Yeah,
dude, maybe get sponsored or something. You get like free.
Ding.
Like, then we'll promise you 20 customers.
Free skewers.
If we bring them business, they're going to pay their prices. I mean, we bring them business.
I know a lot of people want. I mean, I know for sure Sam and it, they want to be part of the 50th anniversary. How was the 50th anniversary?
I think everybody.
But like 50th episode.
50 years, son.
Yeah, I think everybody should be in it. Everyone.
Oh well, if everybody can come,
bring your kids, bring your
everything. Like Javi has to be there.
Bring Scotty Ron, too
the
high.
Don has to be there.
Yeah, just Eric. Don't take dumps there.
Yeah, bro. Just don't let Scotty too high to take dumps there, bro.
No, he took. Wild, bro.
That was I've never seen a turd like that coming out of the little animal.
I think it was like 35% of his weight.
he lost weight.
He boy's fit again, man.
He can jump.
Imagine if you could take a dump and just lose all the weight you need to lose.
He's like, away from
you just stay there for an hour, but you're like, all right, I just lost like 30 pounds, but I'm good.
Anyway,
you know, was that liposuction?
Any other subjects we have?
Honestly, that's all I had from my side. I don't know if you guys have anything.
I got a small thing. I've been watching.
Anyways,
anyways, we like to wrap up the episode.
No, but we were saying, dude.
Oh, I was saying. I've been watching a lot of anime lately. Anime's great.
Which one?
Evangelion.
It's on
Netflix. If you don't have the actual physical copies or you don't find a website, it's on Netflix now, so you can watch it all on Netflix. So check it out, man. It's super good.
I heard that's like the edited version. Is that true?
Yeah.
They redubbed it, right? Yeah, Netflix did their own redub. I've been watching sub, but yeah, I
watch sub too. Edited. Watch it sub.
But again, dub. it's a very It was very, I guess I would say, controversial. A lot of, because like in the beginning, it looks like, oh, okay, basic, you know, boy and a robot type anime. But like maybe after episode like 10 or something, it gets really dark really fast, and it gets into like human psychology and some deep stuff.
That's awesome.
Which is kind of cool because that was kind of one of the first animes to do that in the 90s. Like now, of course, there's plenty of these little dark animes, but it was one of the first, like, you know, just
to introduce that.
Yeah, I think like Attack on Titan got a bit of influence from that. Have you seen Attack on Titan?
That show sucks.
No way.
Ooh. Dude, oh, okay, you know, for on the real,
I tried these things.
I like it.
They're like ghost peppers, bro.
Fight.
Oh, like, I mean, I thought it was
on the real. Okay, so when I started, I watched the anime first, like the first season. I loved it. Okay. I got into the manga, start reading that. And then at some point, it was like all like talking and political crap. And I started. Dang, that's good.
That's good too.
I started watching the show again. And I just can't get into it, man. It's like, what the heck?
My bad, dude. I forgot these things are like ghost pepper.
And then, like, so. Man, it goes down the wrong pipe. But long story short, I can't watch it anymore.
I'm actually about to be on season 3. I thought it was pretty good so far. Like,
and it's too worried. Just kill stuff.
Hmm.
And all like the twists. I don't know, remember people, but like it's like what? Go ahead, man.
So I got to episode 7 of Cowboy Bebop, and then my Hulu subscription expired.
No.
What?
Oh. No.
You can watch it online though. It's everywhere now.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
No, but I wanted to watch it.
I think it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I would say what you like it so far?
It was good. Yeah. And then I got busy and
I think the whole full series.
Yeah, it gets a little deeper. It gets better.
Yeah.
I have the full series on my laptop. I can put it on like a hard drive or something for you.
We'll make it work, bro.
Yeah, we got you, man.
We got you, man. Don't worry. We won't leave you
Cowboy Bebop
anime dry.
But yeah, dude, that One Punch Man.
Yeah, I didn't like how it ended.
They ended like on a cliffhanger. Yeah. But I do like the direction it's going.
Yeah, it's. I've been reading the. I get the new manga book August 8th. So, oh, nice. I get to see what happens next. I think you still have a few of the books, right? Yeah, you got like five or four of them. Three of them. Three. One Punch Man.
Oh, yeah. But now I'm hooked on the website.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah, you need to get my books back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get you your books, man.
Right.
But.
Now. In 5 seconds.
In 5 seconds? All right, man. I got you. I'll burn those books. How about
burn them?
No, anyways. So I guess Attack on Titan is not really that much of a Titan, in a sense that.
Dang, I just shut me down. I think it was decent, man. I give it like a out of 100. I give it at least a 75, man.
What's 75?
Hey, which one?
Maybe a high Attack on Titan.
Again, I don't know what happened to that show. Like, it started off really cool and mysterious, but
What's the last part? What's the last thing you remember seeing?
The last thing I remember is when, in the manga, like some dude they had to eat somebody to get their Titan powers because they were royalty or some crap, and like not really because they're the royalty. And it's like, dude, it's like so political. And it's like, oh my god, just kill something.
Okay. Well, the anime is like there's a lot of action.
Like, I know season one, I remember a lot of action, and then I started watching season two, and like I guess I don't know what happened. I can't like sit down and watch. It's like I don't have any.
Someone dies in every episode in season
two, and that gets old too. It's like, you know, I mean, it's just like, but I mean, I feel like it started off really strong, but then like they didn't know where to go with it.
Well, I respect that, and
sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes first season is bomb.
Yeah.
Second season, I think they go into panic mode where they can't top it.
I feel
and
like.
And they try to.
Yeah.
But I mean, it all depends. I'm not saying that Attack on Titan was. But I'm just saying, like, sometimes. I guess to say season one is hard to beat. And.
Yeah. Yeah, season one was definitely a hook. You know, that hooked me.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Tokyo Ghoul. Like, for me, first season was awesome. Second season was, like, kind of good. And then it just started getting really lame by the end of that season. And then I didn't even give third season because I already I see where the story's going. I'm like, I'm not going to like this.
You know which one's hard, like, for me to watch kind of now? One Piece.
Dude, actually, like, I had that problem at first. I couldn't get into it. But now I'm watching it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. But, like, the first, like, it takes a long time. For it, like, to get good, like, it, like, you have to go through season one, season two, three gets really good around there. I'm rewatching it all over again.
Okay, I'm on like episode 200 something.
Yeah, no, so yeah, like, I'm not that far, but like, I think the last time, because I used to watch it on Toonami, I forget where I used to watch it, and it kind of like started somewhere, and it was really good, like, right after where like he, where he had his whole crew. It was still like in the beginning. He had his whole crew. What is the last thing? He found what's his name? That dude that gave him the hat.
Shanks.
Yeah, Shanks. And so they got reunited or something like that. And so like it was kind of like vague, but I remember was like really good. So I was like, I'm gonna give this another chance. So I started from episode one, and it was just it's like taking forever, and it's like kind of hard for me to like.
I had the same problem.
And I don't want to skip an episode because I feel like I'm gonna miss something, but then like I end up not missing anything. I'm like, I could.
I skipped the fillers. I looked online which one are fillers, but like for me, I said I want to get into One Piece, so I started reading the manga, and I got past that that one arc where they're like in the desert. I got past that, and that, for me, that kind of. I started watching the anime, and it kind of I fucking drug on. I wasn't really interested, so I stopped watching One Piece for like a year, and then I started watching again. In like the whole Skypiea arc, when they're like in that ocean in the sky, like that was that was so good to me. Like, I think this is a good show, and ever since then, I've been like hooked on One Piece.
Oh, okay,
so I agree with you. You said like it's like a weird slow start, it's like then once it gets going, like it's really good.
Yeah. So I'm gonna keep trying. I mean, like sometimes it's just hard. Like I'll just get on my phone and let the episode play. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And like you'll look up when there's an action scene or something, but like. Yeah, I think, but I'm gonna still do it. I'm gonna give it.
I mean, honestly, I haven't really.
You haven't even been watching anime.
The only one I would say the only one that I got hooked on was One Punch.
One Punch, One Punch, bro.
I was kind of getting hooked onto My Hero Academia, but I kind of stopped. But
it's good. People kind of hype it now as like the next like Naruto type thing. I don't think it's quite there yet. It's good. I mean, I don't want to criticize too much because I feel like they make a big deal like the fights and stuff, but the fights really aren't all that big a deal. You know, it's like it's good build up. The story is good, but it's just like it's people kind of like I can't. They kind of ride it too much. Like it's not. It's good, but like it's not like oh my god, good.
Yeah. And they just kind of overhype it.
Yeah.
On there.
Like random has it have this is super random, but did anyone ever watch the Big O?
Big O, yeah.
Yeah. I remember that was on Toonami for sure.
Yeah.
Adult
Swim, dude.
Yeah. Or something like that. Yeah, and
dude, okay, hold on. Can we
I wanna watch that. Like I just remember it being good.
It was good, dude. It was
like
really
I can't really remember any episode, but I just remember it was good. Like
yeah, it was like it's like kind of like a Cowboy Bebop type thing.
Like, yeah, like and I like the style of the like how it looks. It's old school, like the anime.
Can we talk about how Adult Swim was awesome?
Yeah, dude, I remember like in high school.
He just took a big dump here, so yeah, we thought someone farted. No, he over here, but I picked it up.
Yeah,
it's all cool.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm putting that all over the podcast. The dog did not.
The dog either. Dropped a deuce. Yeah. Remember from earlier that hot
stuff. Yeah, but I was saying yeah. So Adult Swim. Adult Swim, man. Yeah. Like. Adult Swim was especially during college, was everything to me. Dude. Like, I would, like, literally procrastinate on homework because I'd be watching everything on Adult Swim.
I think, cause I remember, like, in high school, that was, like, the weekend, like, Saturday night, I knew,
Toonami.
Like, Saturday night, like, starting at 7, they would start playing those promos, and, like, oh, it was about to go down. Yeah. That's why the first time I saw Cowboy Bebop was on Adult Swim.
That's how I saw Gundam Wing. I remember Gundam Wing.
But Toonami used to come in. I remember it used to come in like at 5 or
something. Yeah, Toonami was like during the week on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
And it was like, during the week.
Rurouni Kenshin. Rurouni Kenshin.
Gundam.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Inuyasha. A lot of different shows. Yeah. And then I remember it's called the Midnight Run, where they played the same episodes during but uncut.
Yeah.
So that all the violence they took out during the day, they played the episode again.
Oh, so everybody wanted to stay up late for that.
It was like, so hyped. Like, stay up late and watch it. And it's like,
but I remember the Big O used to be on there. Big O. And it was like, there's a good show.
So many shows.
Samurai Jack. I remember that one, right?
Samurai Jack.
Yeah, Samurai Jack.
Do y'all remember, I used to watch like it, or like watching it. Space Ghost.
Space Ghost, Coast to Coast.
Coast.
Okay, now that's another part of Adult Swim that I really like. I really, man, dude, man, I can. All right, of course, the first one is for me will always be Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
That was
a big one. But then you had a series of other good shows, man, like the Brack Show. I don't know if you guys remember the Brack Show. Hobby Birdman, Attorney at Law.
Yeah, Birdman.
Bird Game.
Yeah. What else? Boondocks, Venture Bros.
Home movies.
Oh, man, home movies. Oh, my God.
What's that?
Dude.
Was it 10 Cent Mouse? Or
Ten Ounce Mouse.
10 Ounce Mouse.
Adult Swim panders to a humor that I feel like if you can laugh at that, then we can be friends. Yeah. Like, we can be really best friends because nobody really... I would say not everybody really understands that humor.
Yeah, it's funny, but like again, like phrase it, not everybody gets. So sometimes I would show that to people, like the girls, especially like women, and they're like, I don't get it.
I remember I showed that one time to like my ex girlfriend, and I was like, and it was an Aqua Teen episode, and it was like. And I'm like, how are you not laughing? This is hilarious.
I know. Like, I remember Freddie were watching at his house, and we just like nonstop
balling.
Like, and then you showed it to a girl, she's like, I don't get it. It's like,
I was like,
good times.
That's why we broke up.
That's when I knew that like she wasn't the one.
She wasn't the one. No, but no, seriously, like it. I mean, there was a lot of shows that really made that adult show. Because I used to. Remember Moral Oral?
What show was it? There's so many like weird shows. Dude, remember Frankenhole?
Yeah, Frankenhole. Was it Oblongs?
Oblongs. Yeah, that was on there.
Oblongs.
So many I noticed a lot of like shows they tried to create for like TV that didn't make it in like the local stations.
So they just kind of put them
on like kind of like Family Guy for a while.
Yeah,
it was on Adult Swim because it didn't. You know, I think it took a break from Fox for a little bit.
On C-Lab 2021.
C-Lab.
Yeah. Oh man. It's awesome to see. Well, like that's, I think it's a special treat, especially if you live to see those shows during a time when it was airing a lot. Yes. Like, it was, it, yeah, I used to be really caught up. Oh, but then also Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell used to be around that time, too.
Yes.
Was Ghost in the Shell a series or was it like a movie?
There was a movie, and then there was like the Ghost Show standalone complex.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I never saw that
series again. Really good.
Yeah, those were good. There were some other anime shows that were in between that too.
There was a ton, like even like really obscure animes. I remember this one called Blue Gender.
Blue Gender.
You're like it's like on Earth, but like at some point, like these giant bugs. Like we're like,
I'm gonna look that up
there, and then you know people you trying. It's like kind of the military and the army, and but people, it was pretty gory. People would die every episode, like getting like sliced up by bugs and stuff. There's one called Wolf's Ring where people could turn into wolves. Inuyasha, a lot of like these more obscure animes I found on like Adult Swim.
Inuyasha was pretty cool. I kind of saw almost all of that.
That, like Gundam, Cowboy Bebop, Outlaw Star.
Yes, Outlaw Star.
Trigun.
What, Fist of the North as well?
Fist of the North. Sorry. Was that on Adult Swim?
Yeah, I think it was.
I remember watching that on Hulu, but I don't think I watched
Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh my God, yeah. Full Metal. Yeah. I'm not even talking about Brotherhood. Yeah, I mean the original. Original.
Yes, I remember watching that, dude.
Like, that was...
That's where I saw that one, too, first time.
Yeah.
Dude, I was so hooked on that show, man.
Yeah, that was true. Like, I got you, dude.
That one was... Elric and... Yeah. And what's his name? Alfonso, man.
Alfonso.
I think that was on... Is that on Netflix, too, or...
Is it on Netflix or Hulu? They have the Brotherhood version.
I think they're both on there.
I think they're both on there.
I watched Brotherhood, like, earlier the year.
So, like, for someone who's never seen Full Metal Alchemist, do you recommend them watch Brotherhood, or, like, do you recommend... I think...
Okay, look, Brotherhood is a more condensed...
Yeah, right.
And the original is... It's more...
With all the fillers.
It's not a lot of fillers, but they're more broad as far as their storyline.
The way it is, Brotherhood follows the manga. Mm-hmm. Like, because...
I thought it was more condensed, wasn't it?
No,
because
like, Brotherhood is more episodes.
Really?
Fullmetal Alchemist, the original one, is only 26 episodes, I think. Or is it 50? But Brotherhood is, like, I think, 50 plus.
Really?
Like, close to 100. Because Brotherhood follows the manga, because... And they change a lot of the plot elements and characters. So the same, some of the characters in the original are totally different characters in Brotherhood.
Oh.
So they both, they're both good shows to watch, but at some point they kind of, and you can watch them together, and they split apart in plot arcs. Certain things the original does better, like it's like explain the relationship between the boys and their mom and stuff, but Brotherhood has a better overall story. It goes more into depth on like the origins and stuff of who's who and stuff like that. Again, both really good. I love both. Some people like one more than the other, but I think you should watch both of them.
Did you see the movie they made for it? Like afterwards,
watch that at your house together.
Yeah, it was sort of a feel good movie at the end. Oh, somewhat.
It was kind of like to tie loose ends, because I think this is before the Brotherhood, the manga, finished, but. The Brotherhood ends in a similar fashion, like a feel good type way.
Yeah,
because again, like the show is really emotional. It gets really heavy, dark.
Oh my God, the one episode that I always remember is when homeboy uses his daughter and that dog.
Yeah.
And mutates them together.
Yeah. So
and then Elric finds out and like
the original does that. The original show does that. They play that up a lot better than Brotherhood does. In Brotherhood, it's like one episode. In the original, it was like two or three episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you definitely, I guess you feel it a lot more once you see the final episode of that. And it's and I would say, who was your favorite character? Mine's. I mean, of course, you're always gonna love Alphonse and Elric.
Yeah.
But like, as far as besides them, my favorite was Captain Mustang.
Oh, Russ Mustang's a G, dude.
That boy was a G,
he was pretty
cool,
yeah.
I like Scar, even though he's like a bad guy in the beginning. Like it's supposed to be like in Brotherhood. Like they explain the story a lot more, so you felt for that guy. Like you understood, like you know, what.
Yeah, because Scar was kind of a loner, right?
Yeah, he was. In the original, they don't explain a lot, but he was going around from just Merc and Alchemist because what they did to his country. But in Brotherhood, it goes deeper. Like, he was doing that, but then you find out it's because, like, his brother, what they did to his country and why, and what his brother found out. And so, again, it takes that a lot deeper than what the original show did. And he actually does. I think they're in the original, he dies. In Brotherhood, he doesn't.
Ah, wow.
Not to spoil it, but, I mean, again, like, I encourage you watch both.
No, yeah, both are great, man. Both are great.
I didn't watch Brotherhood then.
Bruh.
Yeah, that's the one I think I haven't seen. Yeah, that's like, I saw the original.
Yeah.
To be honest, the one anime I want to go back into is Ghost in the Shell, complex one. I do want to, because I got hooked on it for a bit because I would watch it almost every night, but I never really, I would say, went from the start and really kind of.
Okay, I got one. One more. Initial D.
Man, well, that was not on.
That wasn't on there, but
I remember watching that on Netflix.
Yeah,
but I mean, yeah, back in the day, that was like, that's what got a lot of people into, like. Yeah. I mean, okay, so I have like a love hate with that show because I like what it did with Cars, but it created so many fanboys. Like now, because of that show, like the 86 car is like on like a $30,000 car because of the, you know.
No, I feel like no, in a way, I do agree with that, but I feel what really kind of took it over the edge was Tokyo Drift.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody wanted to like bus drifts. And like, dude, like, and people who really knew the anime is like, dude, Initial D has been doing that for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like the story, like, you know, like Takumi and then like how you just, I don't know, just like, I just like all the battle, like, you know, all the races. Like, it's cool.
I mean, yeah, I like the technical aspect.
Yeah, and then it's just like, what is it?
What's cool is that they improved on the animation. Because if you've watched the very first season compared to like how it is now, like it definitely has gone far.
Yeah.
Remember we watched the live action, the Chinese version?
Oh, yeah.
I remember. You remember that one?
Wait, it was Chinese?
Yeah.
I saw one, but.
Well, I mean, the characters were Chinese characters.
Chinese. But they kept their names and everything, and they changed the story up a little, but like it was made like in China.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't finish it. I was like, because if you've seen the show, like the original, it doesn't do it justice, I don't think.
No, probably not.
I don't know.
Like, they should make like
Netflix's live action of Death Note.
God. Let's not even talk about that.
Bro.
So he was like, yeah.
That by itself is a whole story with Netflix and
Death
Note. Yeah. The only one I think they did good on was a live action for an anime was Erased. That's the only one that I think.
I heard the Rurouni Kenshin live action was good too.
Oh yeah, Samurai X.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I own the first two. I bought them on the PlayStation Store. Oh, you can buy them on the PlayStation Store.
Oh, I know this is not part of it, but I just remember Frisky Dingo. You remember that?
Yeah.
Ultimate Muscle. What I was thinking, what if Netflix becomes, since a lot of shows are leaving, Netflix becomes like an anime streaming service?
Well, Hulu's kind of like that in Crunchyroll. There's already
Hulu has that in Crunchyroll.
I know, but do it better than those guys. Like, have
Hulu has a lot of anime though.
They have double it, bro.
No, but they have like a lot of the
Hulu has like that, and they have like the simulcast. Like, you know, it comes out and you can watch it like hours later from.
And now that Disney is hooking up with that, I'm sure they're gonna take that to a whole new level. Yeah. So, it's
the end of Netflix, man.
Damn. I don't think the thing about Netflix is like
it's over.
I think Netflix is reaching out to an older crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Hulu is like, well, because like, think about what they're doing. They're doing a lot of stand up. They're doing a lot of their own shows, like drama, like suspense drama. I think that appeals to a little bit older people, like us, like not too much teens and stuff.
Well, I mean, Netflix has a little bit of everything. It's just that at this point for me, it's more of like the content they can produce to keep people there.
Because they do produce anime. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen them. I haven't actually seen them, but.
But I don't. What I'm trying to say is that now that these new streaming services are kind of stripping away of a lot of these shows, big shows, it kind of leaves Netflix at their own devices. Like, what can we put out to keep a lot of these subscribers there? Because I know that in the news, Netflix. They didn't reach their, I would say, quota that they wanted to as far as subscribers, which means it's kind of a bit of writing on the wall that they need to find.
Hey, I got a notification that you like my photo.
Wait, Just now?
Yeah. Oh, is it an hour ago? But I had already seen the first one, so maybe it's got to be the second one.
Well, I mean, how many times did you like it?
Probably like 3 or 4 times.
You mean, well,
like I liked it, unliked it, liked it, unliked it.
Yeah, because they already had notified me, and I saw it. So this one just came out, like, notifying me again.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That took a while.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah.
But that's, anyways, we're definitely over the hour mark, but
it's okay.
I would say at this point, it was a nice talk about a lot of different things on here. I would say what you guys want to plug in.
Just want to say shout out to Javi, shout out to Ron, shout out to
me.
Who else is missing from the podcast?
Actually, Eric hasn't been here since like episode like two five or six.
Well, I know he did 1 and 2.
Oh yeah.
No
wait,
no.
Like, I think the last episode was like 7 or 8. I don't know. It was very, very at the beginning. But that'd be kind of cool if we can grab him back as well.
Yeah, 50th episode coming soon.
If his girls let him.
Ooh.
Dang.
Is Eric whooped already? I don't know. Is he? I
think so.
The man is engaged.
But then again, at the same time, like, you know, they aren't exactly like lining up for him. So you can take what you can get. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not saying she's bad or anything, but like, Eric, you're my bro now, but bro, you got lucky.
Ooh, hey man, that sounds like a good thing. That means he got himself quite a catch.
Yeah,
he got himself quite a catch. Smart. You should be proud, Eric.
You gotta
be
do what
proud,
you gotta do.
Man. Yeah, Eric. Yeah, and he did what he had to do. He put a ring on it.
He did his thing.
Yeah, he liked it, and he put a ring on it.
Eric,
so
don't mess this up, Eric.
Yeah, don't mess this up, Eric. Proud of you though.
She can't find out who you really are.
The Eric Chronicles.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe next time we'll have Javi.
El Chiquito.
I mean, Javi's been gone for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, but I think he's definitely looking forward to come.
He's waiting, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely looking forward to be able to do the podcasting again, and so
we'll
see about that.
And also, but Ron, man, we've been missing Ron for a minute, dude.
Yeah, Ron just you know.
Yeah, so we definitely miss you, Ron. So please, if you're out there,
if you're listening to us,
I need that chocolate.
Chocolate drop.
We got chocolate. I love you, man.
Token.
I love you.
All right, guys.
Thanks for joining us, the Digital Bytes crew.
Yeah.
And this is Digital.
Let's get Digital Bytes.
Out. How do you outro this?
Normally, I kind of just end it with.
Doesn't it go around the table sometimes?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we want to give thanks to Mr. George Zelaya and Jen. She was here for like a minute. Like literally only a minute.
Plug her Instagram.
Well, actually, what's her Instagram, bro? Cause
it's Urban Allure Photos.
Urban Allure Photos.
Yeah. On IG.
Remember that. Urban Allure.
How do you even spell Allure?
Photos.
A-L-L-U-R-E.
See, I would have. Oh, Allure.
Allure.
Allure. Photo Allure. Photo. I mean, what was it?
Allure is a French word.
Wait, Allure. Wait, Photo Allure Photos?
Allure.
Urban. Oh. Urban Allure.
Oh, there you go. Urban Allure.
I was like,
Allure.
Hey, you confused me. What?
I don't even
it's like
know.
A tongue to say.
Like, hey, what's Urban. What's Instagram Urban again?
We'll put it on IG.
There you go.
Cool. Cool. But yeah, Mr. George and then Mr. David Games.
Yes. Yeah, thank you very much, guys. Make sure.
Thank you for the hospitality, David.
Yeah.
Games.
Tipsy Texan collaboration with Digibytes coming soon.
Oh, yeah. This time it won't be a lost episode.
No.
We're going to be super turnt. Yeah. Anyways. And right next to me is Mr. D.
Yeah, buddy. What's going on?
Yes, sir. Anyways, guys, have a good night and be safe. And
stay tuned to the big
big 50. Yeah, we'll figure out where this 50 is at, bro. We'll figure this out, man.
We'll put it on IG and everybody come through.
Or IG.
Yeah. Or Facebook. Just post up.
Yeah.
Or meet us at McDonald's. I don't know.
Starbucks.
At Starbucks. Meet us at Starbucks. Let's Starbucks takeover, bro.
Let's kill this
Gunzo.
Episode.
Game over. I like that. My favorite one though is this one. Anyways, guys, later.
Peace.
My name is Jeff.